Hey guys, and welcome back to an episode of Mastering Mind and Movement. I am your host, Coach Ashley, and today we will be talking about your worthiness, you being worthy. For me, I'm going to specifically discuss feeling worthy around the type of partner, the type of lover that you bring into your world, your life, and talking about how other people's opinion can make us feel like we're not worthy, and it can make us believe that we are not worthy. This is a very vulnerable, sensitive topic for me, and I think that's why it's so important for me to share. Because I have gone almost my entire life not feeling worthy enough, and that was coming from outside opinions. And it took me a long time to realize that it was not something that I felt upon myself. It was something that was brought on to me as a child. So we're going to dive straight into it. Get comfy, go for a walk, whatever you like to do while podcasting, clean your house. Get comfy and let's get into it. Okay, so I am going to share some personal memories from my childhood and kind of how this not feeling worthy enough for like an ideal partner, ideal husband, ideal lover for me came about. And it wasn't until a couple of months ago that I realized, like, I am worthy of so much more, and realizing that I can be an incredible partner to somebody through my previous relationship, I really can give all, but it wasn't until I discovered how worthy I am that I realized I wasn't receiving the love that I give. I was giving and giving and giving, and I wasn't receiving at all. And I was like, what the F? I am so worthy of love. I am so worthy of it. I love so unconditionally that I am worthy of feeling it back. And it took me the 3 years of my relationship to hit me in the face almost. And realizing that it was a core belief in me that was thrown upon me. So going back when I was in third grade, so what was that? Early 2000s, I was 8. I moved to a new town, a small town. I didn't want to move there because, you know, I was in second grade. I had friends and I was, you know, really loved by my peers. And then I moved to a small town. And I was bullied a lot, and I was bullied specifically by boys, and I was bullied about how I looked and my weight, and I wasn't like a very, very heavy kid, but yeah, I mean, I had weight around my stomach, you know, it was kind of the ugly duckling, short hair, and they bullied me so much that I would go home and just bawl my eyes out. I was getting picked on in class nonstop. I remember a time during a Spanish class or a Spanish lesson, this kid was like literally just like ripping into me, and I had a couple bullies. I had one bully, to be specific. He was overweight, which makes no effing sense why he was picking on me. And he was just like ripping into me on the school bus, and I was trying to laugh it off, and all these boys were laughing at me, and I went home and busted into tears. The boys in the neighborhood were picking on me. The kid next door was picking on me. And it just seemed like everybody was like, all these boys were dogpiling on me. I'm not sure if they were terrified of my main bully because he was bigger than everybody else and they don't want to get beat up. I'm not really sure. I have come to the conclusion, guys are insecure and they rather pick on somebody else than deal with it themselves, and it's easier to project their own insecurities instead of dealing with them on their own. That has taken me years of therapy and self-reflection and inner work to realize that. And when I've been working with my mindset coach for a whole year doing extremely intensive inner work, I realized, like, I was like, I kept asking her, why do I allow these shitty guys in my life over and over and over again, like repeatedly? Like, right after I decided to cancel my wedding and leave my fiance because I had enough, honestly, of being treated like garbage, I was handed more shitty guys. And I was like, okay, I'm literally not even looking for these guys. These guys are finding me and they're treating me like garbage. They're ghosting me. They're promising me the whole world. Like, what the fuck is going on? And it's because I have been told through being picked on for my weight, and as a small kid being bullied from third grade, you know, 8 years old up to seventh grade when I was 13, 14, I had enough. Like, I was so sick of getting on the bus and being laughed at and going to class and being laughed at that I literally believed them. I reached a point where I was like, you know, you're right. I am not worthy of anything. I am ugly. I am fat. And I'm not worthy enough. Like, I do deserve a partner that, you know, isn't respectful to me. And I really believe that for a long time, because, you know, guys never really wanted to date me. They wanted to just, you know, have me linger around and wait around and, you know, use me, manipulate my emotions. I found myself in an extremely manipulative relationship senior year of high school that lasted several years. I've just found myself dealing with guys that are really, really shitty. I'm going to be honest. And I could go on about this for like 8 hours without stopping, but I'm not going to do that. When I was 14, after being picked on, I remember I looked myself in the mirror and I said, one day I'm going to be so beautiful. And nobody can take that from me. And I did not like myself, and I was so torn up inside that I told my parents I didn't want to live anymore. And I found myself sitting around the house a lot and starting to eat a lot emotionally because I just couldn't handle the pressure at school. And honestly, I don't know how kids do it nowadays because social media was not a thing when this was going on as a child for me. So my heart goes out to those little girls that they put up with so much. Like, that bullying follows them home, you know, on their phones and everything, because at least I could walk into my house and escape it. You know, those little girls right now, they can't. It's everywhere. It's consuming them. And the suicide rate has tripled since I've been in high school. And high school was not even 10 years ago. It's coming up on, I would say, 8 years. And it has tripled within the last 8 years. And that just breaks my heart. And so going back is, I just decided that I was not going to take this bullshit anymore. And one day I'm going to be so beautiful. And all of these guys are going to want me. And, you know, they're going to regret this. And I really picked myself up one day because I couldn't take it anymore. And being honest with my parents about not wanting to live anymore as a 13-year-old, they really encouraged me to start working out, go outside. They got me a personal trainer. That's how I was exposed to weightlifting. And it was really scary. It was really scary going into the gym and being surrounded by men and trying to learn how to weightlift as this like awkward 13-year-old girl. But it made me so confident. I was petrified the whole time, but I'm so thankful because that's how one of the reasons why I became a health coach is because I love it. And, you know, working out really did save my life in that moment. I needed it, and it saved my life again through yoga when I was in high school. But the thing that was following in my subconscious was I'm never worthy enough for a good partner. And that breaks my heart because I didn't know for the longest time that that was what was attracting these horrible guys that were treating me terribly. And because, you know, I never got asked to a high school dance, or I never, you know, got asked to go on a date, and my parents told me, like, this is how a guy should treat you and all of this. And I'm like, bitch, where are they? Because I don't fucking see any of them. Like, seriously, because I feel like if you grew up in the 90s, like you were a child, your parents were like, oh, this is how guys are supposed to be. And they were supposed to. And then social media showed up, and then all of a sudden guys became savages. Let's be honest. I know I'm preaching to the choir here. All of a sudden, it was like everything your parents told you, like how you were supposed to be as a woman, you just got handed crap by guys. And they would just be the players that they felt like they could be. And looking back, it's just insecurity after insecurity, because they had to collect more women saying that they wanted them so they had validation within themselves. Like 100%. While leaving all of us feeling like we're not worthy enough. So, it wasn't until I did more, you know, inner work in myself, and I was like, dang, I really don't feel worthy enough. And that's not something that I was raised with. My parents always told me to have a high bar with guys in my life. And because I was picked on so horribly as a child by guys, and because when I finally, you know, hit puberty and grew into myself, and, you know, guys would give me the smallest amount of attention, I just ate that shit up because I needed validation. I needed validation that, you know, I was pretty. Like, I finally, like, quote unquote, like, made it. I was no longer the ugly duckling. And when I was in high school, I think it was either sophomore or junior year of high school, God really gave me this moment. And I was hanging out at a McDonald's with my friends. And yeah, I wasn't hanging out with like the best people, but I got to see my bully from elementary school. And I really got to tell him how I felt. And it really did give me that closure in that moment. And I said it in front of all of his friends, how horrible he made me feel all the time. And that, look at me now. There wasn't a thing you could do to stop me, because I'm still standing here, and you can say all these horrible things, and you tried to almost make me want to commit suicide, but I'm still here today, and you're a piece of shit for doing that. And I straight up said that in front of his friends, and his friends were like, I can't believe you did that to her. How, like, that's horrible. And, you know, we say boys will be boys, and boys love protecting each other, which I don't understand. But the fact that they, like, they took my ground and, like, were there for me instead of be like, oh, no, he would never do that. Because we hear that time and time again, especially with frat guys. It felt really damn good in that moment. I'm not gonna lie. I really gotta tell that bully how I felt and really yell at him in a parking lot and point at him. And it gave me that closure, and I'm grateful to God for that moment, that I had the balls to walk up to this guy in front of like 10 people staring at me, and I really got to tell him how I feel and how he really impacted my life. And I know to this day, that guy will never forget that moment. He won't, because someone finally stood up to him. Like, he literally beat up my own brother for me being chubby. That's wrong. That is so wrong on so many levels. It hurt the relationship with my own brother. And that made me feel unworthy too. Like, when my brother got beat up in school because I was being picked on for being chubby, I was like, wow, I feel horrible. Like, I'm not worthy of anything. Like, I have all this, you know, I'm bringing all this negativity in everybody's lives. You know, it would be better if I didn't exist. Like, that's just really where my thought process went. And it wasn't for, I had a best friend in third grade that she really helped me get through it and, you know, I wouldn't say like laugh it off, but, you know, say like, oh, well, look at him, you know. I did have a teacher in fifth grade and she was like, oh, he's just picking on you because he likes you. Don't ever tell a child that, okay? Don't tell a little girl that she's being picked on because he likes her, okay? Because that is, that is how we teach manipulation. That is how we teach little girls, oh, being treated like crap. Yeah, he likes you. And that invites them feeling like, oh, okay, so every time I'm treated like crap, he likes me. That is literally how you create really, really toxic relationships and embedding it into little girls' minds. And that's not okay. Okay? Yeah. I kind of went off for a second, but that is not okay. Because it played with my mind for years. I was like, what? And then I allowed some guys to really treat me like garbage because I was like, oh, maybe he just likes me. Like, who in their right mind, like, which baby boomer started that crap? Because that is not okay. That is just not okay. But kind of to, like, wrap this up is, I would say it took me a long time to realize, the guys were projecting their insecurities on me and using me as a target, and that I am worthy of someone one day that will love me for who I am and what I bring to the table and who I am just for being me. I don't have to prove my love to anybody. I don't need to seek validation because I know I am worthy. I am worthy of a great partner. And when I meet my husband, I'm gonna yell at him for taking so long. Literally. But, yeah, I would say take some time to self-reflect and figure out where your unworthiness comes from. And I would say, that sounds vague. I would say get specific. Like, which events in your life made you feel not worthy enough? And then from there, you want to dissect those and be like, okay, well, was this internally in me or was this being pushed on me externally from somebody else? And why were they doing that? What was their reasoning? I noticed within myself and really coming to love who I am and realizing I am worthy of love. I am worthy of a great partner. I am worthy of someone to reach my standards. Is just really self-reflecting and trying to figure out where this unworthiness, nagging feeling is coming from inside of me. What is the source? Where did it come from? For example, did it come from your siblings picking on you? Your parents never saying you're good enough? Did it come from an ex-partner? Did it come from friends picking on you? Have you always felt like you're not worthy enough? Was it something specific, like you weren't great in sports, grades, you weren't, you know, number one in anything, you've never felt like the leader, like all of those things I would really look at and figure out where your that feeling of unworthiness comes from. And when we don't take care of it and we don't, you know, nip that subconscious belief system, it will linger and it will reflect out in our life. And that's where I finally was like, I am so worthy of a partner. I'm so over these guys treating me like crap over and over and over again. And the fact that I still believe in love, I think makes me like clinically insane because I'm just like, I have seen so many crappy dudes that they say like the definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So that's why I'm like, I may be crazy because I still believe in it, or I just have, you know, crazy unshakable faith, blinding faith that one day I am going to meet a partner that is worthy of me. But you are so worthy. And if nobody has told you that, you have to start with yourself. You have to tell yourself that. You need to write it down. You need to write it in Expo markers on your mirror. I have done that for years. Write beautiful quotes about yourself on your mirror. Write them in your journal. Write them in a book. Look at yourself in the mirror and say how worthy you are. Even if you don't feel it, if you don't believe it, the more you practice that self-love, that self-care, you will start to believe it. And when you believe it, you will realize your external world will start changing. And when your external world starts changing, you will really feel it inside, and it will become this beautiful burning fire of passion inside of you. And it will all be worth it. And I want to tell you right now that you are so freaking worthy. You are so, so worthy of love. You are so worthy of a beautiful partner in your life. You are so worthy of success. You are so worthy of whatever you are chasing after. You are so worthy. You are so worthy. And I want you to take 30 seconds after this podcast, go look in the mirror and say how worthy you are of everything that you want and desire in your life. And see how that makes you feel and really think about that, and then try again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And just keep reminding yourself you are worthy. No matter how many times, you know, the world kicks us around and batters us up, you have to keep reminding yourself that you are so freaking worthy. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of loving yourself. You are worthy of seeing how beautiful you are. And I love you guys. I really do. I really appreciate you listening to this and letting me be vulnerable with you all. And remember, you are so worthy of everything you want in your life. I love you guys. Bye.